Yeah.
Okay, good. So today is Daf Yud Beis. We're in Aleph and Beis, 5 lines to the bottom, Ikud Ami. So basically, we're going back explaining the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. What we're going to do is we're going to try to explain this Mishnah in Sanhedrin in depth, and then based on what our conclusions of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin mean, we're going to go back and try to ask a kash on our Mishnah. So there are three explanations about the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The first one we did yesterday with Abaye, there's going to be an Ikud Ami and Abaye, then there's going to be Rava. So we had a machlokas there about whether or not one aid says about different times of the day that when the occurrence took place either at Shteishos in the morning, which I guess is beginning at 7 o'clock on a perfect day, Shteishos or Shaloshos, right? So in that instance, right, we say Edusan Kayemis. But if one says 3 and one says 5, the third hour, one says the fifth hour, Rav Meir says it's no good, Rav Yehuda says it is good. Okay, so Ika the Amri, right? Amar Abaye, Kishatim Salomar. When you look into the situation, Kishatim Salomar, with the Divrei Rav Meir Adam Mashahu, a person is known, and we give people, you know, we give them the leeway to make a small mistake. Adam To is Mashahu, but with the Divrei Rav Yehuda, Adam To is Sha'a the Old Mashahu. The person can make a legitimate mistake in timing of what time it took place. Again, this is the time before watches, so they didn't really know. They're looking at the sun to figure out what time it is. So a person can make a mistake, or we allow him to make a mistake of an hour plus, whatever it is, an hour and a mashu. So what's the case? So how does it work? Right? So when someone says shtayim, and when someone says shalosh hours, what's the case? So maisa ki hava is, right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is o besof shtayim hava, o betchila shtayim hava. Yeah, what's, I'm reading them from the wrong thing. Okay, I skip. Okay, so Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Tov Od Mashu. So Dibrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Adam Tov Od Mashu, a person only makes a mistake in a little bit. So when someone says 2 and someone says 3, how is that believed? The Mishnah says that's good. So why is that? Why are they both Nemar in that case? So Maisiki Hava, O Besok Shtayim Hava, O Betchila Shalosh, Bechad Minayu Tov Od Mashu. When the situation took place, the act that they witnessed took place at the very end of, say, it took place at the very end of the second hour. All right, so it took place at, you know, like at the very end of the second hour of the day. So one guy is mistaken by a minute. He says, no, it took place at the beginning of the third. He meant the beginning of the third hour. It really took place a minute before. And then, so one guy's right, said the second hour, and one guy's a little bit off by a minute because he says the beginning of the third hour. Or the other way around. It took place, mamish, at the beginning of the third hour. The guy who says it took place in hour 3 is correct. The guy who took place in hour 2 is off by a minute because he thought it was still hour 2, but it was really a minute left. It was really a minute after hour 2 completed. Right, that's the case according to Rav Meir. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, who says a person can make, according to Rav Yehuda, he says in the Mishnah that if one witness says it happened in the third hour and one witness says it happened in the fifth hour, that's 2 hours apart. Rav Yehuda says you only make an hour plus mistake. So how does that work? Why is that kosher according to him? Why is that good edus? So he says Adam Tova O Mashu U Maisa Ki Hava, and the Maisa that really happens O B'Sog Shalosh O B'Tchilas Chamesh B'Chad Minayu Kati Sha'u Mashu. One of them made a mistake of an hour plus a little bit. So let's say the situation, one guy says it happened in the third hour, one guy says it happened in the fifth hour. So what really happened is it happened at the end of the third hour. The very moment, the last minute of the third hour. So the guy who says it happened at the end of the third hour, he's correct. The guy who says it started at the fifth hour, he means that it started at the beginning of the fifth hour, and he's off by an hour a little bit. He's off by the 1 hour of the fourth hour, and a little bit at the end of the third hour. So he's off by an hour and a little bit.
Like 2:58 or
4:02. Yeah, basically, exactly. He's off by that little bit. So even though you're saying 3 and 5, it's really only an hour plus. Or the other way around. It happened at the beginning of the 5th. The guy who says it happened at the beginning of the 5th is correct. The guy who says it happened at the end of the 3rd, he's off by an hour and a little bit. He says it happened at the last minute of the 3rd hour. He's only off by an hour and a little bit. So that's how you explain. Even though he says you only given an hour plus, there could be a divergence of someone saying it happened in the 3rd hour, someone saying it happened in the 5th hour, and they would still be acceptable edus because they're only off by an hour or so.
Why does the Lord consider saying self-shoulders and kilo-shoulders? That means they just say shoulders. They tell the guy to say kilo-shoulders.
Oh, it doesn't use the word sof?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says self-shoulders, tchilas chamesh is what it says.
Yeah,
that's the explanation.
The aid doesn't do it. The aid just says shoulders.
Right. Well, because that's going to be basically Rava's question. But For some reason here, we're assuming, we're trying to give the Eidos credence to allow to kill the person. You're giving them, we're reinterpreting what the Eid said in order to allow them to be Eidos Nehmanos.
He's trying to say this is not really 2 hours, but it's an hour.
You see, a lot of places, you don't go back and ask the Eid, what do you mean? When the Eid's finished, you
know, right, well, we're not going back and asking the Eid what they mean.
I know, you see a lot of places, you do not go back.
Right, because it's Eid Chozer Magid. You're not supposed to do Chozer Magid. So here he said three, and this said five. Our choices are either throwing it out or reinterpreting it to make it validate us. So Rava says, so Azal Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yehuda, V'amal HaShmaisis of the Kameh the Rava. So Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yehuda comes and says this whole thing, the Shmuel of Abaye to Rava. Right, so Amalo. So Amar. Rava says, wait a second. Uma ilu daikina bahani sahadev. Let's say we do what you said. Let's say, and we go check the witnesses. Let's forget assuming. Why are you assuming what they said meant was the Eidos in the closest time period? Maybe what they said was the furthest time period. One guy says the beginning of the third, one guy says at the end of the fifth, and they're off by close to 3 hours. Right? So he says, "My ilud aikinu bahani sahadi." The haidikam is shalosh, and the person who says it happened the third hour, what he really meant when we re-ask him is b'tchilo shalosh, at the beginning of the third hour. V'hadikam r'chamesh really meant b'sof chamesh. V'habi Eidos mukhashes. Now this is Eidos mukhashes because there's almost 3 hour difference between the two of them now. That's Eidos mukhashes. Look at Linon, we would never kill, we would throw this Eidos out. So in our case, we're not going to ask, we're just going to assume the anan neko v'nikil m'seifa, and we're going to go kill misafik. In other words, we never asked the Eidos what they meant. So we have a suffix which time period they said the story took place. And we're going to make the assumption for the benefit of the Eidos? You should make the assumption for the benefit of the person not standing trial, because v'rachman amar v'shoftu as Eidos v'tzilu as Eidos. You're supposed to try your best to save the litigant, not to kill him. And Rashi says, the third white line on top, Amar Rava, with the Efshar Lomar, she ain't tolin tos el mashul Rav Meir, that we say it's a tos only a little bit Rav Meir, v'sha'u mashul Rav Yehuda, im kain heyech mitzdar v'edusan. Mi Amar, who says, l'chosh zeh ha'makin miskavin l'sof asha, u me'achin miskavin t'chilus asha, k'dei l'karvon zeh zeh, u l'tzar v'edusan, shelo yehebe neim el shir tos v'adam. Who says that they were so close, right? Had you checked and asked these witnesses, lechalik edusan, much as lemeimer, it's possible to come out. The hadar b'shalosh b'tchilas shalosh, the hadar b'chamesh b'sof chamesh, the yeshchilik b'neim shalosh shalosh lechaser mashu. It's 2 hours and 59 minutes apart between them. The kibun the ain adam toek kol kach, and since no one so far in Koran Abaye makes such a large mistake in determining the hours of the day, nechlekas edusan v'habe lemukhashes. We wouldn't kill based on this. We're going to make the assumption for their benefit in order to kill somebody. The Torah says, we look for a zechus, Rashi says. From the fact that we said in the Mishnah, let's say 3 to 5, right? One says 3, 1 says 5, the Eidusan Kayemes. Shma mino must be the sviluhu that they hold. Zafilu atam lechalkin kamo asher tuchal. We're supposed to do as we suppose. The assumption is that people make the biggest mistake possible. So 3 to 5 would be, we assume that if someone says 3 and someone says 5, and even if one says the beginning of 3 and one says the end of 5, that's a big enough, that's a small enough mistake that people make. We'll see that inside in a minute. Let's see it inside. Ela amarava, and Rashi's just. Rashi's going ahead in the Gemara over there.
I think it's like even the act of the Huff, he does not asking them.
Had you asked them.
We don't ask them no matter what. Before. We don't ask them.
Right, but I'm saying, but
they're what they meant.
So why are you interpreting it one way when you can interpret the other?
Right.
So, Ella Amarava.
So, of course, it's out of every little stupid color in the moon.
We'll get
the ones you stop, you can't go back.
You know what I'm saying? You do every other annoying detail.
You could have. Right. So, Ella Amarava, the Divrei Rav Meir, Adam Toash, they show us Chasr Mashu. The Divrei Rav Yehuda, Adam Toash, show us Chasr Mashu. Rav is now going to say, no. The mistake that's the allowable mistake is a much larger time period. Because if your allowable mistake is a much larger time period, then you won't have this question that Rav asks. Right, according to Rav Meir, a person can make a mistake 2 hours minus a little bit, meaning I can say an hour and 59 minutes. Well, Divrei Rav Yehuda, Adam Toash Shalosh Shalosh Chasr Mashu. It's 2 hours and 59 minutes. He can make an allowable mistake is a little bit less than 3 hours. Right, but Ladivri Rav Meir, so according to Rav Meir, that Adam Toh Shtei Shos Chasur Mashahu. So what happened in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was that one guy says the second hour, one guy says the third hour. Oh, so it's Obed Chilosh Tayim, Obed Shalosh, Sof Shalosh. The Maisa took place either at the beginning of the second hour or at the end of the third hour. And one guy says it happened in the second hour, one guy says it happened in the third hour. V'chad minayu katayu Shtei Shos Chasur Mashahu. And one person is off by 2 hours minus a little bit. Let's just say it really happened at the beginning of the second hour. So the guy who says it happened in the second hour, he's correct. It happened in the second hour. The guy who says it happened in the third hour, we allow the largest mistake possible. So even if what he means is the end of the third hour, he's still in the ring. He's still in target. He's still on target. So that works. Now the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toh Shalosh Shos Mashu, Chasur Mashu. A person makes mistake of 3 hours minus a minute, a little bit. So 2 hours and 59 minutes, let's say. So what happened in the Mishnah? The Mishnah case was, one guy said it happened in the third hour, one guy said it happened in the fifth hour. So Maisa ki hava, Obed Chilo Shalosh, Obed Sof Chameis. The Maisa that they're testifying about took place either at the beginning of the third hour or at the end of the fifth hour. One guy's correct, one guy's off by just under 3 hours. Right? The Chaminayak Artoi Shalosh Shalos Chasur Mashu. Let's say the Maisa happened at the beginning of the third hour. So the guy who says it happened in the third hour, he got it right. The guy who says it happened at the fifth hour, even if we give him the largest mistake possible, which means he says at the end of the fifth hour, he's still within the realm of possibility, because it's only 2 hours and 59 minutes apart, and therefore the Eidus is good. So now go back to our case. You go back to the question that Rava had. Rava had is that's why you don't have, you're not assuming one side is the other side. Because now Rava answers questions that when he says three, when he says five, you take the farthest ends, not the smallest ends. So you're not assuming the benefit of the Edom at the detriment of the litigant, because that's an allowable mistake. That's part of their Edus. There's no assumptions over there. Okay, so Tanan. So now the Gemara is going to answer on the beer of Rava in Rav Meir and Yehuda from another Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Tanan. So we learned this is the ratio of that Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Hayuboskin Osan, they would check the Edus, Sheva Chakiros. There's seven Chakiros and there's also Drishos. So now they're going to list what the Chakiros are and all the other questions you have on the Drishos. So the seven Chakiros was the Edus.
These are required, those are optional.
These are, the Gemara is going to give a different difference between them. The Sheva Chakiros, the seven Chakiros are as follows. The Edus Shavua, which year in Shemitah did this happen? Which year in Shemitah? Which year in Yovel? Not after the second base minutes, no one knows this. Who knows? You know what year in the Yovel cycle this is? Do you even know what year in the Shemitah cycle this is? So he says maybe what is going on is that these are the seven questions that are asked if it's possible to answer these questions. Like these are the outside type, these are the maximum, the questions that need to be asked, but if one of these questions you can't, then that can fall by the wayside. But if these are the real questions. So the Asia Shavua, the Asia Shana, in which year, so which, right? The Asia Chodesh, in which month? The Kamba Chodesh, what day of the month? The Asia Yom, right, I guess, what day of the week? Yeah, the Eizah Shah, what time of the day, or the Eizah Makom, and where did it happen? And besides these seven Chakiros, they would ask them other questions. You know, do you recognize him? Did you give him Asra? What did he kill? Were they black clothing? Was it white clothing? You know, all different types of, facts to ask. So the difference is, what's the difference between the Chakiros and the Bedikos? Utanan, and the Mishnah there continues, right? In Tanan, my ben Chakiros the Bedikos. What's the difference between Chakiros and Bedikos? Chakiros, in these Sheva Chakiros, it's Amar Echa Behem Eni Yodeya. One guy responds, I do not know. So then, Edusim Betela. We chuck it out. We chuck out the Edus. But by Bedikos, Afilu Shneim Omrim Ein Anu Yodim, Edusim Kayemes. If they both say, we don't know, or if one says, I don't know, we don't chuck it out. The only way you chuck out the testimony by the Bedikos is if they contradict each other. It was a red shirt. It was a black shirt. Throw it out. It was a red shirt. I don't remember what shirt it is. Okay, let's keep going. Next question. We don't throw it out just yet. But if one guy says it happened on Tuesday, one guy says it happened on Shabbos, toss it out. Or one guy says it happened on Tuesday, one guy says, I don't know, we toss it out. That's the difference between Chakiros and Bedikos. And we asked, Bahavinamba, and we asked, Maishnoa, what's the difference? Why in one, if one guy says, I don't know, we toss it, and the other one guy says, I don't know, we don't toss it. Right, v'havinaba maishna chakiros u'maishna bedikos. Right, v'amrinan chakiros amar echad mehen ein yodeya edusam betela. Why the havila edushati iatayochol hazima? Because you have to have testimony that you can that's hazamable. I don't know if that's a word. You get it's able to be to
susceptible.
Be susceptible to hazama. Why? How does that? What? So if I say, well, I don't remember what type of shirt he wore. that doesn't make, have an impact on Hazama. Hazama means I can testify that your timing is off because during that time you weren't at the crime scene. You were where? You were with us, Menachem, where? Chicago. I wasn't in Chicago. So I was going to change to Milwaukee. But
so wait, you have no idea what happened. Okay, Savannah, you were there.
Savannah, Georgia. Maybe you were in Savannah, Georgia. There's no way you were there because you were with us in a different place. I'm just saying the example everyone always gives in New York is Chicago. What do they say in Chicago?
Right.
So, I hope no one from Chicago is listening. So that's why if someone says I don't know regarding one of the hakiros, then it's tossed out because you can't. It's not susceptible to hazama anymore. Okay, fine. So now the iamart.
The examples of hakiros are the first ones we gave. The seven
that we gave. That's the hakiros. Eiz a shavua, eiz a shana, eiz a chodesh, kam b'chodesh, eiz a yom, eiz a shah, eiz a makom.
You can't say I don't know.
You can't say I don't know. If he says I don't know, the edus is tossed out because you can't. That edus is no longer susceptible to hazama.
So it's not
edus.
We place third
thing. I don't know. Place third. The iamar ta'inish kulei. Now, if you're going to tell me, right? If you're going to tell me that people make such a big mistake in their timing, that you are allowing them such a wide range of time. So then you never have Eidah Shir Tayachil Azima. Because the guy can say, Imanu Ayisim Amakom Ploni at 3 o'clock. I says, right, 3 o'clock. But you can, maybe it was 1, maybe it was at 5. And then, you know, we allow him that long time period. You can never have Eidah Shir Tayachil Azima. However long the flight is, you can get in. You were at the airport in Chicago at 3. You know what? You're right. At 3 o'clock I was there. But when I meant 3, I meant really 5. And by that time I had already landed, you know, in Milwaukee. So if iyata toy inish kule high, chakiros to age a show nami age shit to yochel azimahi. Dami miti katinon, because they can say, I made a mistake, right?
Yeah, but there are other questions besides.
But the question is, if he says, I don't know, on any one of those seven questions, it's tossed out. Every one of those seven questions has to be answered. And every one of those seven questions has to be susceptible to hazama. Now you already have one that's not susceptible. If you answer I don't know to one, it's tossed out. So here also, it's not susceptible to hazama anymore. Because he's got a 4-hour window on either side. A two-hour window on either side. So the Gemara answers, Diyavina le kuli tayutai. Basically, when the Edom come and say that you're Edom, they say, Imano yisim makom ploni, what they're testifying is you want to make makom ploni for that entire window. You were with us that's the entire morning. The entire window. We have to work out because sometimes it can't be that long. So how does that work?
But the window never crosses noon.
The window never crosses noon, and the window can't be before daybreak.
So therefore, the maximum window is 4 hours. It's either all morning or afternoon.
Let's see. So the Rav Meir says, Mitchila Shah Rishona at Sov Chamesh. Okay. Now, according to Rav Meir, who says a person can make the mistake of 2 hours plus, right? He makes a mistake of 2 hours plus, which this is according to Rav, right? Rav said 2 hours plus. Just making sure. Chaser Mashahu. Right, 2 hours minus. According to Rav Meir, makes a mistake of 2 hours minus. So Yavin and Lahu, we give these two Adim, right? One said two a second hour, one said the third hour. We give them mitchil shor rishon at sof chamesh. The guy has, in order to make them edim zomim, he has the window that his edus is valid for is from the beginning of the first hour until the end of the fifth hour. Okay, because he's allowed. Let's say he says that because he said it happened at the. What was it? Let's say it happened at the second hour. Rashi says Lirav Meir. Look at the Rashi on the bottom. The Amar Adam Toa Bei shows Yahavina Luhu Lahani Shtayim V'Gimel. I guess the one that happened in the second hour happened in the third hour. Mitchila Shor Rishona at Sof Chamesh Bein Shneim. They both have that time period. Lahai Dishnayim, according to the guy who said it happened in the second hour, Yavin Le Shor Rishona, you give him the first hour, Ushnia, the second hour, Ushlishis Revius, you give him the third and the fourth hour. Okay? Lahai Dishnayim, Yavin Le Od Chamishis Vesulo, you give him the fifth hour. Right? Lechi Ami Lahai Dishnayim, because when they say to the second guy, Bishniya, with the second hour, Imanu Hayisa, right? Yesh lo lomer ta'isi shtei shos l'acharai. Maybe I made a mistake 2 hours after me. U'maisa hayi rishona. And the maisa really took place in the first hour. V'od haya lo lomer maisa hayi kodom rishona sha'achas. Maybe it happened 1 hour before. El ben yom lo laila lo to inchi. Listen, he said it happened the second hour. So if you're giving him that, he could say it happened, you know, before the first hour started. But before the first hour started, it's already dark, it's still dark outside. So no one's gonna make that. No one's gonna make that mistake. You're not gonna make that mistake. Right? So they have to say you're with us all four of those hours. Right? He also gets the first and the second hour beforehand. Alright? So he has to they say you were with us for the first, second, third, fourth, fifth hour. That's how he gets Hazama. And the Gemara says, really, you should give him, the guy says in the second hour, you should also be giving him before the first hour. He's got 2 hours to give. So he says, no, Elo being Yamam of Laila, low toe inchi. People don't make the mistake. Now the Gemara goes to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, you give him from the beginning of the first hour until the end of the sixth hour. Okay, because he has a 3 hour window to make mistakes on either side. He said it happened in the third, so he's got 3 hours before, 3 hours after. So now we're going to give him 2 hours before, 2 hours after. But we're not giving him the 1 hour before. We know that because the extra hour in the beginning, because that's been your Malayla, and we're not going to give him. You should give him. Right, we just says, Ubadinhu the Nesiv Lumei Karitzvei, you should give him an extra hour in the morning, but that we say, Ben Yimama Lalayla Loto Inchi, people don't make a mistake between night, when it's nighttime and when it's daybreak. Ubadinhu the Nesiv Lekameitvei, you should give him another hour afterwards, because he says it happened at 3. So we should give him the 4th hour, 5th hour, you know, you should give him the 3rd hour, all the way to the 3rd hour, you should give him the 4th to the 5th, the 5th and the 6th, plus he makes a mistake of 3 hours, you give him through the 7th. But people don't make a mistake either, because at that time, the sun shifts to the other side, and the shadows change, and the person won't make the mistake.
The first 3 hours of daylight?
Of the day.
It's the first 3 hours.
It was of the daylight, right.
It's all perfect cases. What would, it's a really badly cloudy day, or pouring rain out on the head, all winter over
there. Very difficult.
I'm not talking about that.
Very difficult, then you have a problem.
Because Zamora is talking about this artificial case right. That never happened, because in the real world, they wouldn't ask him this way.
Let's just finish here. One second. The person's not going to make a mistake. You're right. We'll see in a minute also that later on they bring up the Yom Ma'unan case. The Gemara is talking about the perfect scenario.
100%. Okay. I was in Shlaim, it was rained for 3 days straight when I was in Yeshiva there. You couldn't tell if it was 8 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock at night.
What about today? Here.
The mission's not talking about that case.
So
what do you do with that case?
The mission's not talking about it. In that case, you ask different questions.
That's what it says. He had
well, then they have a problem with the testimony. The guy comes in and says, when did it happen? And he says, I don't know. Okay, you're off the case.
Exactly.
The guy's off.
No,
exactly.
You just said
that's
you can't
ask
what Yodel. He said, we don't know what Yodel.
So he's off. The guy's off. The guy's off. You can't. It's Eda Shita Yachal Azim, and it's invalid testimony.
No, but you just said it. You can't ask him, which Yodel.
That was the Milchus Chinuch. I didn't say that's what the Gemara said.
Yeah, but still, if it's not Shaykh to say what hour it is, so
that I don't know if the Milchus Chinuch is. I don't know if the Milchus Chinuch is correct. I don't know.
How do you know that? Didn't say that way.
It's not. Now the Gemara is going back to take this as assuming that just like people make the mistakes regarding Avis, well they can. This is the leeway we give people throughout the day all the time. So remember, in our Mishnah, when we went back to our Mishnah, said was talking about when you have to get rid of the chametz, when you're not allowed to eat the chametz. If people make wide, according to some sheet, they don't make any mistakes. According to some sheet, they make a wide range of mistakes. Because the time periods in the Mishnayos don't work so well, right? It's not. Rameir said, Ochlin kol chamesh, you can eat the entire fifth hour of the day. Risofrin b'tchila shesh, and you destroy the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour, even though chametz is not usher until the seventh hour, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochlin kol arba, you can only eat through the fourth hour. Tolin is kol chamesh, then you tolin the fifth hour. Besorfin, he agrees, besorfin to the shesh. Now, let's go through, we have three things. We have Abaye 1, Abaye 2, and Rava. So now, Li Abaye, which is the original Abaye, Aliba de Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, the Adam the Amar ain Adam Toe below Klum, a person doesn't make a mistake at all. Right? Abaye, when Rav Meir says no one makes the mistake, they know what time it is. So therefore, Nechel Kulishis. So what are you worried about? Why do you say that you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour because maybe he's going to come to the seventh hour? The guy's never going to make the mistake. Let him eat the whole sixth hour. The guy doesn't make the mistake. Right? And according to the other Lashon, right, that says the Amar Adam Toa Mashu, that a person eats makes a mistake only a little bit. That right? So then
don't stop at 5, right, go all the way to the end of 6.
Lahaklish Nanami, the Amr Adam Torah, I thought they were talking about Rabbi Huda's afterwards. Well, Lahaklish Nanami, the Amr Adam Torah, Masu, Nechlat Soshis. So let him stop 2-3 minutes before the end of the 6th hour. Why does he have to stop the beginning of the 6th hour? And Abaye Elim and Rabbi Shmuel, and according to the first Lashon of Abaye, according to Rabbi Huda, the Amr Adam Torah, Chachi Shah. That was yesterday. A person makes a mistake for half an hour, Nechlat Soshis. Let him stop halfway, and stop 30 minutes into the 6th hour. Well, Haichlish Nanami, the Amar Adam Torah Shah of the Mashu, a person makes a mistake of an hour plus a little bit. So Nechalat So Chamesh, let him eat until the end of the 5th hour. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does he stop at the 4th hour?
That makes, the
average
person may not be exactly.
Well, so Amar Abaye, Edus Mesura Lizrizim Chametz Lekol Moser. Edus, when people are coming, Rashi says, Edus Mesura Lizrizim. Ain't Adam Bol Lahayid Al Nefesh, the person that can come and give testimony, Ela Imkin Baki B'Shos, unless he's pretty sure about the hours. Lefisha Yodehu, because he knows, Shesofo Lihidarish B'Drisha
V'Chakira. So he doesn't know what time it is, he doesn't even come to
so therefore, so he doesn't know, basically, he knows what time it is within certain parameters. When it comes to Chametz, no one knows what time it is, apparently. Aval Chametz Al Kol Mutal V'She'enu Baki B'Shos Tobahen. They're going to make this, I'm worried about this mistake, because they're going to eat even Chametz. So you got to be careful. We don't say, oh, Rav Meir says, when a person comes to, Avaya says, according to Rav Meir, when a person comes to Beis Din, he only makes a little bit of a mistake. So why, he must give him that mistake also here. Give him that, in comics, he'll make bigger mistakes. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine. Exactly. So that's why we have this. Now, according to Rava, Rava said these guys make huge mistakes in time. You know, almost 2 hours, almost 3 hours. Ulu Rava, Alibid Rav Meir, Damar Adam Toah Steshos Chasr Mashu, so when we Kliyus Chamesh Lo Nechol. So then you shouldn't be eating, right? According to Rav, Rav Meir says a person makes a 2 hour mistake, let's just say. So when we Kliyus Chamesh Lo Nechol, why does Rav Meir say that you eat the entire 5th hour? You worry that you can't, starting at the beginning of the 7th hour, you can't eat. Person makes a 2 hour mistake, so you better stop eating at the beginning of the 5th hour, because maybe that's the beginning of the 7th hour, right? So he says, no, that's not a big mistake. That's the difference, because Chamesh Chama B'Mizrach Sheva Chama B'Tzad Ma'arav. He's not concerned because of that. Because assuming it's a sunny day, it's on the different sides of the horizon. You're not going to make that mistake.
Right.
So Ihachi, if that's the case, then B'Shis Nami Nechol. Wait a second. Let him eat in the 6th hour. Because if you're only concerned when the sun, I can tell when the sun's on this side of the horizon, sun's on that side of the horizon. In the 6th hour, the sun's not on the western side of that anyway. 6 hours straight over your head. Well, with the curve that we mentioned in the Gemara, it's not exactly, it's sort of elliptical. But, so, Ihachi b'shis nami nechol, so, Amar Adam Rava, shis yoma b'karnasakai. He's assuming somehow the 6th hour, you don't make a mistake either, because at the 6th hour, the sun is standing at the middle of the sky, in the corner, right where east and west meet. So, maybe you can't tell. It's close to tilting to the west, and you can't really tell to which side it's leaning on.
They're telling by looking at the shadow. They're looking on the floor at their own shadow. So since it's not mamish over your head, look at the shadow, lets you make a mistake.
Where does it say the shadow?
I said it's the shadow.
Okay, I don't think Rashi says it's the shadow.
The art cloud goes to Pesach, he just said.
What?
Not here, at the show.
I don't know. It could be the shadow. Whatever you look at to determine, I don't think it's anyone says here the shadow. They're talking about the sun. Okay, so that's that question. Now, Ula Rava, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rava said in Rabbi Yehuda that the Amar Adam Toah Sholosh Shos Chasr Mashal. Basically, a person makes a 3 hour mistake. So, if he makes a 3 hour mistake and you have to stop at the beginning of the 7th hour, stop at the beginning of the 4th hour. Because you make a 3 hour mistake. So he says, no, that's easy. Again, Chamesh Chamav Mizrak B'Sheva Chamesh B'Marav B'Kosh Kim B'Arba. Well, we said that for the 5th to the 7th, you can tell the difference where the sun is. One's in the east, one's in the 4th. Also, you can clearly at the beginning of the 4th hour, you can tell the sun is not hasn't switched over to the other side of the horizon. So Ihachi B'Chamesh Nami Nechol. So that's the case. So why is Rav Yehuda say stop at the beginning of the fourth? Let him eat the entire 5th, because in the 5th hour also you can tell that the sun is in the east and not in the west. So Targum Abaye Aliba the Rava. So Abaye here asks us for Rava. Edom is sure this reason Chametz to call Maser. Again, because the people come for Chametz, they're not so bucky. So they're not going to know, they're going to make a mistake.
It's exactly the opposite, in my opinion, because if you witness something happening, you're not prepared to witness, you don't know, you're not conscious about it. If something happened and you're there, you witness. On Chametz, since you wake up and you're already thinking about, So you're actually paying attention, and you know that you have a time limit, and you're thinking about that, you're conscious about it. It's not
why Rashi says it's not that someone stam witnessed something. It's someone who's coming to give testimony. You're only going to come and give testimony if you were sure about the time.
If you were shocked and not paying attention, then
that's the guy who you're describing is not going to come give testimony. You're right, in Hanami.
But most people are not.
Okay, but we're not talking about most people. We're only talking about the guy who's coming to Beis Din. The guy who's coming to Beis Din paid attention to the time. Otherwise, they would be coming.
Can't come to Beis Din. They're going to be rejected immediately.
Right, but Rava Amar, Rava says no. I'll give different answers to why this is not a question of Rav Yehuda. Right, the question was why Rav Yehuda says that you can't eat the entire fifth hour. The person doesn't make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh hour because the sun's on different sides. He says that's not the reason why Rav Yehuda says it's us. It's not doing making mistakes in time. It's lav hainu time of the Rabbi Yehuda. This is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Lav hainu time of the Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, the Amar, ain bir chametz el asreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says that bir chametz has to be done with what by burning it. So he says that time, right? V'yahavu l'erabanan, sha'achas lukal po etzim. No one prepared it the night before. They give you that time from the 5th to the 6th to prepare gathering your wood and gathering your items to burn. So therefore, if that during time period you're eating and not being usuk and gathering your wood, you're not going to have time to gather your wood, and you have to gather wood. If you just flush it down the toilet, you can flush it down the toilet. No, you don't need any time to gather.
You could call a grocery store and send somebody some wood. You have to go yourself.
So they give him shah achas lokos bo etzim. They asr at the fifth hour, and while you're asring at this, also if you make it, but you still also have to the seventh hour, the sixth hour, you can't really tell between the sixth and the seventh. So Ravina says to Rava, wait a second. Rav Yehuda says, this is fascinating. Ein bir chametz el asreifa. What does that mean? Right? Ravina, we learned in a brisa, Amir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda says, Ein Masai, when does it mean Ein bir chametz el asreifa? That shelo b'shas b'iro. I'm just going to translate what it means. Not during the time that needs to be burned. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is what that means. Aval b'shas b'iro, but at the moment that you're supposed to burn it, hashpasa b'chol davar. It's hashpasa b'chol davar. So according to Rashi, what does it mean? Let's just read Rashi. Third wide line. Emasai ani omer ein b'iro chametz el sreifa. We're just talking about himself. When do I say that you must burn the chametz? That's only shelo b'shas b'iro. That's betchila sheish v'kol sheish. That's the sixth hour, the entire sixth hour, meaning the hour before the zman. Right, the katim midoraisa shari. That's the mutter midoraisa. Aval b'shas biuro b'sheva. What shas biuro? At the seventh hour, when it now becomes absolutely usher to have the chametz. That's the shas biuro. Then shehu muzer min haTorah. Then hashbaso b'chol davar. Well, then get rid of anything in any way possible. So b'toriach zelama. So why am I giving this guy an hour? The question is, why am I giving this guy an hour to collect the sticks? Let him just wait an hour and then just flush it down the toilet. What's the big deal? I'm not allowing you to eat chametz an extra hour early in order for you to go and collect the sticks to burn. Forget that. Just wait another hour, shas b'yuro, flush it down the toilet. Right? V'torei z'lamo, im eino etzim, if it doesn't have wood, don't go collecting. Yamtin al shas b'yuro, v'ashbishenim, b'chol davar. So for me, the whole reason why we're saying you can't eat an extra hour is because you have to go collect the wood. You don't have to get a collective wood. If you have the wood, go burn it out. If you don't have the wood, just wait an hour and flush it down the toilet. So that's what Rashi's definition of Shas Biro. Tosos says differently. He says, look in the middle of Tosos Amosai. He asks a bunch of questions on Rashi, and then he says, Mufarshim in Atam, the Shalom B'Shas Biro, Hainu Acharshesh. That's after 6 hours. That's Shalom B'Shas Biro. Shirova Olam Mavar B'Shes Katiko Chachamim. He has it the opposite. That when does Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to do it dafka b'sreifa, that's shelo b'shas biro, which would be the after 6 hours, shelo b'shas biro. But b'shas biuro hashbasa b'chol davar. Before that time, you can burn, you can destroy with anything you want. So again, the same question is, what do you need an extra hour to collect anything? At that moment in time, you don't need to burn it at all. You just flush it down the toilet. Now it's after the shas, now it's shelo b'shas biro, it's the seventh hour. Now you got to burn it. Now you got to get rid of it. But at the time that we're talking about, there's no reason to collect wood, just flush it down the toilet. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says no. Rava says the reason why a person makes a mistake between the fifth and the seventh hour is nothing to do with where the sun is. It has to do with the fact, much gezeir mishum yom ha'mu'unan. We're worried about the cloudy day. So we're worried about the cloudy day. We don't want people to make the mistake. And therefore we say, starting at the fifth hour, stop, even though you have 2 hours till the last two isser is, worried about the fifth hour. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you're worried about Yom Unan, so why do you say you have to stop at the beginning of the fifth hour? Stop at the beginning of the fourth hour. Right? Iyachi, I feel Abrasos Namino Lechel. Don't eat the entire fourth hour. He says, no, Amara Papa. This I don't get. I guess this must have just been how they ate in those days. Amara Papa, Reviyas Man Suda Lecholhi. The fourth hour, everyone knows what time is. That's when everyone eats. But everyone sits down. Really? Is that what it is? Your stomach is growling in the fourth hour? Everyone's stomach is.
Eat every day the fourth hour. You know what the fourth hour is.
I don't know. It seems strange to me. He says, Zman suda lecholhi v'hakol b'kiyimba. Everyone knows what time the fourth hour is.
You have a bunch of workers. They know.
I know. Okay, so if you know what time the fourth hour is, you can figure out how long it took you to eat, and now you know what time it is. Once you already have a time reference, once you have a reference of what time it is, then you're much better. You're better.
Yeah, but still, you don't know what time it is.
I'm such a bucky in the fourth hour, I know to eat, but I don't know how long it takes me to eat.
That's what they give me to eat.
Okay, so if I eat this, it takes me this long. If I eat this, it takes me this long. I eat it every day.
Not so smart.
I don't know. I think if you can tell what time it is in order to know what to eat, you know how long it takes to eat. I just find that difficult. The Gemara obviously didn't, so my question is fair. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a stira on Rav Papa from a Bryce, right? Rav Papa says that everybody eats at the fourth hour. We're going to bring a Bryce, it seems to indicate that everyone eats at a different time. Tana Rabbanon, Shari Shona, the first hour of the day, that is the time of Michael Ludim. That's where the Ludim eat, I guess, because they're so hungry, they're ravenous individuals, they eat right away, right at daybreak. Shnia, the second hour of the day, is Michael Ludim. What time do you eat in the morning? So, Shnia, Michael Ludim. That's what the Ganavim. They eat in the second hour of the day. Shlish is.
The second hour is suspect.
What?
Anybody eats in the second hour is suspect.
Right. Even more suspect.
Shlish
is Machal Yorshim. The Shlish is the time when the Yorshim eat. I don't know.
Because they don't get to work.
Yeah, because they have all the stuff being given to them. Revius, which we said is the Michael Rov Bnei Adam. That's Michael Polim. The guys who go to work. That's when they eat.
That's really a lot of time. They've already worked before.
Chamish is Michael Talmid Chachamim. The fifth hour is the time of the Talmid Chachamim. And Shish is Michael Kol Adam. Everyone waits till the sixth hour to eat. We just said everyone eats till the fourth hour. Here says everyone waits till the sixth hour. Bahamara Papa, Revius Matsuda Kolhi. So the Ipuch, now switch the Brysa. The Brysa is Revius Michael Kol Adam. Chamish is Michael Polim. Shish is Michael Talmid Chachamim. That's how you switch it around. Okay. So now the Gemara continues in the Brysa. The Brysa says, Mikan, from here, that when the. One second. Mikan, from the time that the sixth hour finishes, the Eilech, and going further, if you eat after those times, Kizorik Eben Lachemes. It doesn't give you any nutritional value. It's like throwing a stone into a leather bag, basically, because that Achila is not going to help you. If you don't, you got to eat breakfast, right? You got to eat breakfast. If you don't eat breakfast, then eating later in the day doesn't have any nutritional value. Amar Abaye says, Lo Amaran, we didn't say that eating after the sixth hour doesn't help you. El de Lotan Midi Mitzafra. If you had a little bit of a Nutri-Grain bar in the morning, that's okay. As long as you ate something in the morning. Aval Tayin Midi Mitzafra, Les Lain Ba. So provided you tasted something in the morning, then eating and starting in the afternoon, will have nutritional value. But if you don't eat anything, if you fast the entire morning, then what you're going to eat in the afternoon is not going to have any nutritional value.
Your mother was right. Don't skip breakfast.
Do not skip breakfast. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good day.
Hi,